Hello, Audio Boom. I'm with Fiona Dunn.
Hello.
And it's February day...
10.
Is it 9 or 10?
10.
Are you sure?
We had this discussion earlier, do you remember?
Oh, yeah. So we're talking...
And you didn't believe me, but you did when the phone said it was the 10th, which is a bit harsh.
It is rather.
But, you know, there we go.
We're talking about social media.
We are.
Okay. Okay, so... 99.9% of social media content is absolute drivel, nonsense and banal rubbish.
Yeah, particularly if you follow in there.
It's the first point to make, especially Facebook. I'm not really keen on Facebook.
Facebook's so annoying because people keep saying, inviting you to play stuff like Farmville all the time. It's really annoying.
And people say stuff like, just eating my lunch.
Yeah, that's annoying too.
Just cutting my toenails. Amazing.
The worst ones are the really cuckly ones, where they say things like, just in bed with my lovely Stacey, or something. And
yeah.
You just think, right, you know?
But I do use Twitter. I do have, I have my own Twitter account, which is Medrin.
Say it properly.
Medrin.
In the nice way.
Medrin.
Yeah.
MEDRYN. Oliver, my guide dog, has got an account. At Guide Dog Oliver. I tweet for my rowing club, my old rowing club. And I have one, thank you, called In The Can 2 for my filmy stuff. So I use... What happened then?
Gave you some water.
You just took it away again.
Oh, I thought you picked it up to drink yours. There's yours. There's another. There's the other.
But I do use Twitter... for promotional purposes, because I'm a writer of things, so I do use Twitter for promotion a lot. It's just a tweet. Talking to Twitter. You use Twitter as well, because of an Audio Boom, don't you?
You're using Audio Boom right now.
Yeah, I use Audio Boom nowadays as a fun way of social mediaising.
Mediaising? Bush-esque.
Fiona, being a musician, uses Audio Boom and Twitter a lot, don't you?
I do, yes. I've got my nonsense accounts, I call them, Fee Dunn on Twitter and Audio Boom. And then I've got Fiona Dunn Sings on both of those for anything musical. Although sometimes you'll see musical stuff on Fee Dunn because I think, yeah, it's musical, but not that good. So.
One of the questions was regarding work. When I was doing a traditional kind of 9-to-5 when I was a teacher, I didn't use social media at all.
Did they have it though?
Not really. Well, Facebook was around, I think. I've known people, I knew a chap who was in Royal Protection, and he wasn't really allowed to use social media much.
Who was what?
In Royal Protection.
What's that?
He was basically a bodyguard for the Queen and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Nice guy. And other people I've known in high-powered jobs in the city were encouraged not to use social media very much, or at least to use it very sparingly and carefully.
Or maybe just in their job.
Yeah.
Well, so, I suppose someone like that, well, a security person probably wouldn't, but say if you had someone who worked in PR for Buckingham Palace,
mm-hmm.
then they might do that on Twitter. But that'd be their work account, it wouldn't be their own. Because people have got into trouble, haven't they, for saying things on Facebook and Twitter. You know.
There's a case recently of a girl who was some kind of, something about schools. She was like the young person's school's liaison minister or something, and she was thrown out of that post because of her Facebook post and her Twitter posts.
Well, what did she say? What had she done?
Getting drunk and usual things teenagers do.
Oh.
So you can ask, is it a bit big brothery now? Now people can look at your social media and judge you, and should you not have a separate work life and social life?
But then, what people forget is that if you put things on social media, they are out there for anyone to look at.
People forget
public.
That Exactly, that what they write is there forever.
Yeah, and it's public.
So you've got to think very carefully about what you say.
I mean, you can say, oh, you know, but I haven't added X, Y, and Z person as a friend or whatever. But even so, well, Facebook's not very trustworthy, is it, in terms of publicity, privacy settings and stuff. So I'm always very, very careful before I put anything up there.
What I object to nowadays is when companies encourage you to contact them via Facebook or via Twitter.
Mm.
It's very lazy. Instead of having a telephone number or dedicated email address.
Oh, like train companies or whatever. Yeah. No, that's rubbish.
They refer you to social media. And, you know, from an access point of view as well, it's just hard work.
Yeah. It's just easier sometimes to phone somebody up.
And I do think, though, on a very serious point, I remember marking some papers years ago, and people were writing essays with text shorthand.
Yeah, they actually were doing
they
that.
They actually probably
it's
were
not
doing
just
that.
In the news.
It's not a myth, it's true.
Okay.
These were kids in year 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Yeah.
And I think because of the shorthand that's evolved from Twitter and Facebook, I mean, from communicating in 140 characters,
yeah,
and from communicating on Facebook in very short bursts,
yeah,
people
doing that.
Pardon?
They're just doing that, aren't they?
They are.
They think it's normal to do that.
And their communication skills are rubbish.
Mm.
Their speech, their vocabulary isn't as good compared to ours, rather. And, you know, it does inhibit communication terribly because it's so much easier to poke someone on Facebook than to actually pick up a phone and have a conversation or go over to their house or something like that.
Yeah.
So I do think social media is largely kind of sounded the death knell for proper communication.
Yeah.
That said, I use it. I enjoy using Twitter for personal and work stuff. Audio Boom I've really just discovered, and it's a lot of fun. You can meet people. Well, you can make pseudo-friendships. I would call them pseudo because you still got to be careful because at the end of the day, you're portraying your personality on Audio Boom. So I've made pseudo.
It's not.
So
nearly 3 o'clock, actually.
Yeah. So I've made connections on Audio Boom. Then you know,
they
pseudo.
They can lead to friendships, though. You can then meet. You've sort of got to know me on Audio Boom.
Yeah, it's a bit spooky, though. I don't know.
Better go home then.
Anyway.
You're too spooky.
Well, anyway, I'm not going down that road. Audio Boom's quite fun. I think all
we
these
know
things.
Each other at school, though, as well, didn't we?
All these things are fun in small doses, but people can become completely obsessed with them.
Some people are on them all the time.
Yeah, there's so much time we've got left.
1 minute and 42 seconds.
1.5 minutes.
Ah.
So, everything in moderation, really.
Yeah.
But some people are. Spend their life on these things. And with mobile phones, it's easy to do that. And you don't have to sit at a PC all day, you can just use your phone.
Yeah.
So mobile phones have really meant that social media has really grown. So there we are, that's our social media rant.
I mean, to be honest, if I was an employer, I think I'd look up people on there.
But I would argue, the counter-argument to that is, you've got a work hat, and an outside work hat.
Yeah.
When I was teaching English, I had a very different persona to when I was not teaching English.
That's true, actually. Yeah, that is true.
You can argue, I mean, if you don't play hard, you can't work hard.
That's true, yeah.
But, yeah, I'll take your point, though. I mean, it does... If people are doing grim things of a weekend, then it may reflect their work life. Or maybe it won't. I'd still think there should be a cut-off. This is your work, this is not your work.
Somebody got the sack once for posting something when they were off ill.
Mm-hmm.
But they were at home in their bed and the person said, yeah, but you said you had a migraine. I think that's harsh.
I've heard something like that where somebody was at a football match and they said they were off work.
Oh, yeah. No, that's... Yeah, but that's... I can understand that. If they're saying they're ill, then they're really stupid for posting that off. You know.
6 seconds.
Anyway, 3 seconds. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Close.